Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said yesterday that there wasn't a deal to be done.
Row rumbles on between Ireland and the UK over asylum seekers and ceasefire proposal being considered over Gaza. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Justice Minister is to seek Cabinet approval this morning for emergency legislation so the UK can be designated as a safe country to return asylum seekers to. It follows the judgment from the High Court last month that its current designation was unlawful. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee intends that returns to the UK will recommence once the law is enacted. It came about due to presentations from the North to the Republic of Ireland of international protection applicants seeking asylum here. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said yesterday that there wasn't a deal to be done, but the Irish government insists this will replace current agreements ruled unlawful by the High Court last month. Helen McEntee will also update ministerial colleagues on engagements around the steps to prevent abuses of the common travel area. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will also look for Cabinet approval to draft a bill to change the triple lock for overseas deployment of the Defence Forces. The changes would see troops sent overseas by a national decision-making process while removing the veto power of the UN Security Council members, but it does propose to remain consistent with the UN Charter. If approved, the Taoiseach intends to have a general scheme of the bill by June.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says the Justice Minister's claim that 80% of asylum seekers are arriving here across the border from the north is not based in fact. However, Micheál Martin says there has been a definite shift by asylum seekers away from arriving here through ports and airports. But the Foreign Affairs Minister says Helen McEntee was just expressing a perspective on the changing numbers.
There's been a shift. If you remember, all the earlier commentary was on people coming in on planes without documentation and so on like that. That has lessened somewhat. And there's been a switch or in terms of the pattern of migration. That's the sense in from our justice officials.
An infant and a toddler are among 22 people killed in the latest Israeli airstrike on Gaza. A new report from medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières warns starvation and preventable disease are the silent killers attacking the survivors. Donal Gorman from MSF Ireland says the healthcare system is in total collapse across Gaza.
Gaza's entire healthcare system has been decimated and the population is under siege without access to medical care. And thousands of more lives will be lost beyond those killed in the bombardments that we all see in the news. People's needs are only surging, and the healthcare system in Gaza no longer has the capacity to respond.
Egyptian media is reporting a Hamas delegation has left Cairo and will return with a response to a ceasefire proposal for Gaza. It's thought Israel has softened its position, but the terms haven't been made public. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's on a visit to the region, described the truce terms as extremely generous. Survivors of institutional abuse say a bill going through the Dáil this week is a PR job for the government. The Supports for Survivors of Residential Institutions Abuse Bill will be debated in Leinster House this afternoon. Critics say the government hasn't taken on board the recommendations of a 2019 consultative forum on the topic. Tom Cronin was part of that forum and says survivors like him aren't being listened to.
What's in the bill is of very little benefit to survivors. Actually, I would say probably of no benefit to survivors, really. It's like a PR job for the department that they just wanted to be seen to be doing something since the closure of Carinoa.
Dublin City Council has voted against holding another public consultation process for the Dublin City Transport Plan. Councillors tabled a motion at last night's special meeting to scrap the original consultation findings, claiming it didn't take the views of people with disabilities into account. An amendment to the motion by Green Party Councillor Michael Pidgeon, which proposed arranging further close consultation meetings with disabled persons' organisations, passed with 25 votes in favour to 22 against. Independent Councillor Manox Flynn voted against the amendment and says the process has been flawed.
What's been established here is reasonable doubt. And in law, reasonable doubt wins out on every single aspect here. Reasonable doubt's been established that this process was flawed. So I would suggest that we actually go back out to the public and begin this process again. Well, we don't have much say in this particular process because it's an executive function and non-statutory. We have an obligation to uphold the law, and the law in this particular instance needs to be upheld.
Scotland's former finance secretary, Kate Forbes, who Humza Yousaf defeated to become SNP leader, is said to be actively considering running again. Mr. Yousaf has quit as first minister after admitting he underestimated the upset caused when he cut political ties with the Greens last week. John Swinney is also contemplating standing. In entertainment news, a member of the British royal family is apparently keen to take to the Strictly dance floor, according to one of the show's professional dancers. Nadia Bakova says Princess Anne watches the show regularly, and she said the UK royal told her she'd like to join the cast. The pair spoke last month at a ballet event. And finally, in sport, in soccer, Bayern Munich welcome Real Madrid to the Allianz Arena tonight for the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. Kick-off in Bavaria is at 8. Bayern boss Thomas Tuchel admits they'll need a bit of luck if they're to get past the 14 times champions.
There is no way to play this game without the luck of the day. If you hit the post, it's the inside of the post, the outside of the post. You need these little decisions, of course. You need the momentum, a bit of luck, and you need the whole package if you want to overcome Real Madrid in semi-final.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.